Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to hour number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show. On the points we agree, we should come together and collaborate. On the points that we disagree, we should probably leave those maybe for another time. Perhaps a time when we're not about to be ruthlessly exterminated and economically depressed by a globalist network of scumbaggery filthmongers who just want to destroy everything. You know, that's what I feel. Competition? Nah. I mean, competition, sure. You wind up getting the best out of the best, and people are competing against each other. Collaboration is about cutting your ego in half, the person next to you cutting their ego in half and leaving that at the door. And then you combine those two halves that you still got left, and together you become something greater than you could either of you be by yourself. That's what collaboration is truly about. And I have done so much of it in the Truth Movement, met so many amazing people who have gone on to be great friends and confidants, who at times I have been in bad situations, psychologically speaking, and sought their wise counsel. This is something that I'd like to share with people. You can be a millionaire in two ways, or you can be rich in two ways. Millionaire will have $1 million in the bank, and you have maybe two or three people who do anything for them. And you do anything for them. I want to instead have $2 or $3 in the bank and have $1 million people who would do anything for me that I would do anything for as well if they really needed it. And sometimes people say things that are dangerous, even though they're true. And that's really what the truth actually is. And if you're not willing to lay it all out on the line, get out of the kitchen, because the heat is too hot for people who want to mince words in this movement. This is why I feel so privileged to be speaking with Pete Santilli today from the PeteSantilliShow.com. Welcome back, mate.
Hey, thanks for having me. It really is a pleasure to be here. I asked you to come on my show. I believe in collaboration as well, to the point to where, I mean, you have your audience. They feel comfortable with you. You've built your network of individuals that you all, you know, and I call my listeners, we're part of a community of people that were like-minded individuals. But if we could actually bring our two communities together, it's not necessarily competition. You're not going to steal my people. You have your thing. If people like you more, I mean, it is what it is. But in this day and age, it's much more important for us to share our communities and to really to share our listenership. Really, I'd love to bring you on my show. I have no problem. I mean, people like your show and they want to go over there, they can enjoy the both of us. But I believe that you have $1 million. I have $1 million. That's actually 2 million. Awakened individuals, right?
Mm-hmm.
Much larger.
And in business and networking, networking's for two things. Number one, so you can meet new people that you can accomplish things with. Number two is so you can hook people up that you already know who might be able to collaborate together up with each other. Okay, so that they can go off and grow in their own way, and you've simply made the connection for them. You take no credit, you take no responsibility. They go off and they do whatever. Essentially, it's about helping whoever needs it, you know, and making connections where they can be made, and standing on common ground where common ground can be found.
Mm-hmm.
The other side of this coin is the thing that has distressed me. And I don't know about you, but I've talked with many business suit types and politicians and word mincers of varying sizes, categories, and degrees. And you know what? The conversation barely ever progresses to a place where I would like to, because there's no straightforward, right between the eyes, honesty. And that's what we've really got to bring back in order to get all of the crap in our system out of here, is just tell the freaking truth about it. I mean, you may have a lot to lose. What was it? Patriotism is kind of like telling an unpopular truth and having people throw tomatoes and cabbage at you for a decade of your life. And then afterwards, everybody realizes that you are correct and it costs them nothing to be a patriot.
Mm. That's awesome. Yeah. powerful.
What does it feel like to be in your position, to come out, openly criticize Alex Jones, and then have his listeners come out and attack you back?
You know what? Here's where I'm winning this battle in the following regard. And talking about community, it has everything to do with that. My listenership is exploding on the following principle. And I talked about this awakening that I've gone through right in front of everyone. When I learned, if it weren't for the Alex Jones situation, I would not have learned about Bill Cooper. When I learned about Bill Cooper, I heard him make the following statements. And I share this with everybody and I tell everyone, don't you dare trust me in the same way that I trusted Alex Jones, because one day you might be disappointed. I heard from Bill Cooper, trust absolutely nobody. Read and listen to everything and only believe what you've researched yourself. And I've been teaching everybody that. And when I call them my community of people, it's not Pete Santilli at the top of the pyramid. This is Pete Santilli with a microphone that's able to convey just about everything that everyone else is feeling. But we trust nobody. We read and listen to everything. And we only believe what we've researched ourselves. And guess what? That's a free mind, an individual person that is awakened. And I'll tell you what, the people at the top of that pyramid, they have weapons. They have war. They have debt slavery. They have lies. They have deception. And they have a small group of people that understand those secrets. But our greatest weapon that we have right now is an awakened population. We can overcome with millions of people that say, you know what? Big middle finger to all of you. We're going to take away your money. It's our money. We spend our money. We earn our money. We're no longer going to give it to you. You're done. And that will be the peaceful revolution, that day when it'll be over for that select few 4,000 or 5,000 people that think that they control us with deception.
So bringing this back around to Alex Jones, what has he actually done that makes him a deceiver or a bad guy in your eyes?
Well, you know, I was talking about the, and I'm, you know what, I'm not just saying this to bash Alex Jones. I'm talking about an individual like myself that discovered the truth through him about 9/11, World Trade Center 7, and all those things that we learned about the truth. And he says that he's a truth teller. And then I started realizing that there were some disturbing patterns. And I realized what he had done to me personally. I'm going to give you a couple of examples, all right? Suzanne Posel is an investigative journalist. She actually helped me put together an article that contained very key information that the government would not want to have go to his millions of listeners. Very key information. And when, now she was writing for him. She was a contributor to Infowars.com. She would send up her articles two or three a day, and he would publish everything. Her traffic was going to her site. The day that we sent that article up through her, guess what happened? He withheld it. And we're like, what the heck's going on? I put stuff in that article that needs to go to tens of millions of people. Why would he withhold that? Not only did he withhold that, one hour prior to my interview, I showed him a document 1 hour prior, and he pulled me from the interview. I said, what the heck is happening with that? Listen to this, Benny. I was contacted, I can't say who it was, by one of those IRS agents who said, Alex Jones did the same thing. What he does is he extracts information from people and he lures you along right until the last possible moment. You give him all of your information and then he says, breaking news story. The day that he pulled me from the show, he said, we have breaking news. I listened to my segment. He was taking callers. I said, what the heck is going on here? He did it to Tila Tequila. He did it to Pete Santilli. He did it to the IRS agents. Then I did some investigation and I awakened to Alex Jones. And I said to myself, oh my goodness, this guy, including his websites, how he lures the interviewees in, I believe that he might be what I call a honeypot who attracts, you know, like bears like me that want to go there and stick my paw in the honeypot. And then essentially, he uses that information for things that we're not fully aware of. So I was very disturbed by it.
What are those things that we're not fully aware of that he's trying to promote?
This is my personal opinion, and I will spend the rest of my living days trying to make this connection, okay? Alex Jones, his advertisers, okay, are what I call Zionists. What I mean by Zionists, I'm not talking about, you know, anti-Semitic, anti-Judaism, okay? They're Zionists who are very, very wealthy. They are funding him. We've done an extensive background into Alex Jones. We know that he has money coming from outside of his normal resource. And this is factual information, by the way. He may have, in my opinion, connections to Stratfor. He may be filtering information to Stratfor. I believe that, and I'm going to spend every single moment trying to make that connection. If we find him out, I want to out him, okay? I wanted to be able to investigate that matter. I have already looked into his finances. He's getting funding from outside sources. Why is that? I don't know. Vinny, I'm absolutely floored by everything that I'm learning about this guy. But Alex Jones is not who he says he is. And that's what I've learned up to this point. And I want to be able to expose it. That's the truth, and that's my loyalty to my listeners. I'll give them the truth, whether you like it or not.
Well, the road to the truth is simply realizing that the road you're currently on is a lie.
Yeah. It actually, Vinny, it hurt me to find this stuff out. But the man that I've been listening to for 10 years, he's got some stuff going on in the background. And everybody needs to know that.
Pete, I can relate to that, man. I mean, when you come here to American Freedom Radio, there's a long history. And Danny Romero, who owns American Freedom Radio, will probably tell you this this history privately, but he'll never come on air and tell of the history between American Freedom Radio and Alex Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Suffice to say, it's almost a banned topic on this network. Okay,
right.
I'm not allowed to talk about him in general.
Mm-hmm.
Or pretty much at all.
I understand.
And it's not like I'll endure horrific consequences for it from the network. I was warned that when Alex sees somebody who's competitive with him, that he brings them in, you know. Like with Jason Burmis, for instance, he made loose change, became really huge and stuff like that. So Alex Jones saw his great success and then brought him in and he gave him the show as the Info Warrior. So he's really adept at finding the best and the brightest out there and getting them to work for him.
Mm.
And that in itself is not an evil thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
And it's not entirely dissimilar from how Danny Romero works. He spots talent. And he demands that they come on the network and he'll give them a show so that they can work with him. So this is the way things are done.
Right.
What else has happened, though, is, let's say, Jack Blood. If you've ever spoken to Jack Blood about this, he's still raw about his times back in the day. Like, he was sitting across the dinner table from a friend of his and his cell phone rings. And it's Alex Jones. And he says, this friend across the road, this friend of yours, and, you know, he's sitting right there, is trying to sabotage you, Jack. He's trying to mess with your career. He's saying bad things about you behind your back, this, that, and the other. And he's looking at Jack's looking at his friend going, okay, yeah, mm-hmm. Okay, Alex, it's cool. All right, thanks, man. See ya. Boop. And then his friend across the table, his cell phone rings, and it's Alex Jones. And he says, Jack Blood's been sabotaging your career. He's been saying bad things about you behind your back. He's been messing you around, et cetera, et cetera. And it was at that moment that Jack Blood realized, or at least to his mind, that Alex Jones not only knows the tactics of the New World Order, of divide and conquer, of manipulation and propaganda, he uses them, those tactics, on other truthers.
Mm.
And that story that Jack told me, and Jack has since come out on YouTube and stuff like that, everybody can watch the videos.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, Pete, that knot in the pit of your stomach, it's like finding out that your father's a pedophile or something like that, you know? Oh, my God, I never knew! It was like standing on solid ground and having a great earthquake shake the land and a massive chasm suddenly splits and something that you thought was all together is suddenly ripped apart. That's what it felt like in my heart hearing that.
Can I play something for you?
Yeah.
This is what I was told when I started mentioning Alex Jones. I had some questions. I actually went public. I said, he's not putting me on the show. I started learning about Bill Cooper. This was weeks ago. You want to hear this? But listen to this. When I heard this and I found out the story about...
We've only got about 30 seconds.
Here it is. Listen.
Alex Jones, you are a bold-faced, miserable, stinking little coward liar. Now, let me say that again so there's no mistake about it. You can all tell Alex Jones that I said this, and I suspect he's listening because he does. Alex Jones, you are a bold-faced, stinking, rotten little coward.
That quotation, when I started hearing about Bill Cooper and Alex Jones, that's when I really woke up. And I said, a lot of things are happening, and it's going on to this day. After your break, I want to tell you about a couple of things that have happened recently that we need to share with our listeners. Absolutely.
Bitter pills to swallow are the healthiest kind, ladies and gentlemen. If you're feeling incensed, inflamed, upset, or sick because of what you're hearing tonight, join the club. We're feeling that way too. We felt that way before. But it's better to tell the truth that will hurt than heal, than a lie that will comfort than kill. We'll be right back.